You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the Cavaliers' loss in Game 4 in Orlando, he threw out some numbers there. The 10 points, the number of the points the Cavaliers scored in the third quarter against the Orlando Magic, absolutely smoked in that quarter. They were outscored 37-10. After being up by 9 points at halftime. How you come out of the locker room and let that happen after what you did coming out of the locker room in Game 3 and let that happen, I have no idea. And Donovan with 18 in the first half, Andy, makes you think, all right, he's feeling great. And then he has 0 points and 4 shots in the second half. And that makes you think, all right, he's injured. What's the truth, or is there a hidden thing here? We're going to get into that momentarily.
Spencer German and Nick Wilson cover the Ohio State offseason story and major college football headlines on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com or on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donovan's playoff numbers are way down right now.
Right.
And hit on those real early in the show. He's averaging 21 points a game in the playoffs. It's only 4 games. 21 points a game, a little different style. It's been low scoring for the Cavs. 21 points compared to 26-6 in the regular season. So he's down 5.6 points. His shooting on threes is down from just under 37% to 25% here in the playoffs. I hope he's hurt. I hate to say that. I hope that he's physically being bothered by something. Otherwise, we both agree, Andy, that the problem is bigger. We had a caller earlier in the show who mentioned something about Donovan, and this is what he is in the postseason. Tell me if this means anything to you.
Okay, is this something?
Is this something about Donovan, or is this just the way it's gone? In his playoff career, and he's been in the playoffs, this is the 7th season now he's been in the postseason. His record in games is 20-29. He's had 20 wins, 29 losses in his playoff career.
Okay.
And in the first 6 years, not including this year because it's not finished yet, he's made it out of the first round of the playoffs twice in 6 tries. Is that anything? Is that something like, well, that's Donovan Mitchell's fault, or has he just been on teams that aren't ready for prime time?
Takes 5. I know he wants to carry this thing on his back, but. I mean, we've listened to him the last 2 games say that, you know, this is on me. I've got to play better. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Well, I mean, you're coming off bad knee. You got elbowed in the ribs Game 1. There's some issues going on with him that he doesn't want to talk about. They sound like health issues. To me, he sounds like a player who's not going to make any excuses and want to play as hard as he possibly can. You can't come up with goose eggs, though, in an entire half of a game.
How does that happen?
You're hurt. You're not playing.
It has to be, right?
Other people are being ball dominant. You're missing a break here. You can't get one to go through the bucket. I mean, there are all kinds of little ways where that can happen, but I just don't see it. Like, I want to be able to hand the ball in the fourth quarter if you're down 10 or less and say, go win the game for us. That's when I want to see it. The problem is when they've had success, it's not like they have mixed it up. So when they've had good success in the series, they've mixed it up. Go back and look at the box scores. Look at how evenly distributed things are. Even with Mitchell, you know, skewed a little bit higher, the rest of everybody else is even. There's no parachute on this thing in the second half. They are just falling, and there's nothing catching them to be able to stop the bleeding, whether it's a timeout or not taking a timeout or getting a guy that can just get hot. Everybody gets cold, or they're trying to rush shots. Man, they're trying to force it too much, especially the third quarter. Everyone was like trying, I'm going to try to do this, or I'm going to try to do that, especially watching Garland. Garland was a tough watch. Third quarter, tough watch. Missed a bunny. I mean, had the one step, all he'd do was put his foot up in the air and do the old mic control. Boop, boop, see you in. I mean, that's all he had to do. And he bangs it off the glass and it goes to the other side. No one's there for a rebound. Next thing you know, your transition, I think it was a dunk on the other side. Now, all of a sudden, you've absolutely let all of the air out of the ball. And it looks like you're not there to play. You're not there to win. And you're like, okay, let's get back to Cleveland. That's what it felt like.
The thing that's strange to me about this whole thing is that there are so many different things, Andy, that I think you could point to in this series that haven't gone the way you think they should. And the one that I've pointed to that I think is the most critical is the way they've come out in the last two games at halftime and just laid incredible goose eggs in the third quarter. They've just been horrendous. But I wonder about Donovan. I wonder if he's hurt. I wonder if he's the type of player that, okay, we're in a playoff series now, and it's not a regular season game. We've had a little bit of time to prepare for you, and we can shut you down. I don't think that's the case. And I say that after giving his numbers of his personal record in the playoffs, 20-29, and the fact that he's only advanced out of the first round twice in six tries, and this is the seventh try right now. I don't think that's the case.
I agree with you. I hope that it's an injury that's holding him back, because he comes out hot and then just fades into the woodwork. That's the problem.
That second half's unbelievable. I don't know. And he was on the floor for 36 minutes. It's not like he wasn't
playing.
Couldn't
tell you. Couldn't tell you if you asked me how many minutes he played.
I mean, that second half, and if I'm wrong, correct me.
You're wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No problem. Let's get it out of the way now.
Yeah.
Was it 2011? Was that the year with that Celtics game that LeBron had? It was like game 5 or game 6. Where he was just openly rebelling. Like, remember that? There was that game, and it was half. And he just,
it wasn't the elimination game. It was the game before.
Right, and he was just openly rebelling against the offense. And I'm not saying that's what's happening with Donovan Mitchell, and I don't think that's what he's doing. But when you go 0-for-4 in the second half and 0-for-0 in the fourth quarter, I've got questions. Because that's the last time I remember a superstar or a guy who should be a superstar, an upper echelon player, just flat out going, I'm done. You people figure it out.
Do you think...
I don't think that's the case, but it reminded me of that.
Did it have that look to you, or did it have more the look of, we're a coaching staff who can't figure out how to get our best player shots?
I don't know. They look disjointed.
Can I give you the worst answer I can give you in Sports Talk Radio?
I think it's both.
Can I tell you tomorrow?
Yeah. No, tell me now. Why can't you tell us now?
Because I'm going to go back and watch the second half and take notes. All right. And then I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's why. I'll give you the worst answer. Let me go watch the tape. Let me get to the tape.
Let me look at the tape. Let me
look at the tape.
Nice job, Coach Menegan.
Yeah, I go to the tape.
Rodney's in Cleveland. Hi, Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff and Andy?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to run this by y'all. Just, you know, because I've been watching the NBA, and I was watching the Indiana game yesterday. And it got to a point where it got boring or bad basketball. I think the NBA should take the three-point line out for a little while because every guy want to stop at that three-point line and shoot threes, and they can't shoot threes. You know, I mean, it's doing something to the game that is making it kind of like boring or not attractive as it used to be. You know, they need to tinker with that a little bit because all these guys want to be Steph Currys and everybody can't shoot like that. You know,
that's true,
Rodney. I think the 3-point line has changed the game in a way I don't enjoy very much. And so
right.
I don't think they'll eliminate it. I wonder if they tweak it. I wonder if they do anything about it. I don't think they will. But I agree with you. I can't stand watching guys who aren't good 3-point shooters just jack up threes. And it doesn't mean a couple of them aren't gonna go in. But
right.
You know, but I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I was watching that game yesterday, and it just got to be like, man, this is warm basketball. This ain't fun. You know, guys don't want to do nothing but shoot threes now.
Rodney, thank you very much. Cavs right now last
right, though, on that.
In the NBA playoffs in three-point percentage at 26.7. However, they have company. Denver at 27.6. Denver.
You sure?
What it says right in front of me here.
Look at that.
It's pretty much reading it. Denver is spelled D-E-N-V-E-R, right?
I think so.
That is correct. Well, we've been throwing a lot of criticism.
Unless you're a mile high.
Been throwing a lot of criticism at Donovan Mitchell.
Well,
kind of back. Well, he.
I don't know if we're criticizing, except I think he's hurt.
I'm throwing some criticism on it. I mean, the way that he was kind of.
I think he's hurt.
Waiting off in the corners in that third quarter. Was
so what do you
like,
want to do?
Right,
you want to say to JB, take me off the floor?
I don't know, but I'm interested to see what he thinks of the criticism.
You come out the way I came out and then not score the rest of the game. It's a tale of two halves. It's been like that. Even when we won the games, it's been like that. I have to figure that out. It's why I'm here. As much as the success I get, I deserve the criticism too, and I hold myself to that. My teammates probably hate that I'm saying it, but it's just a fact. So you can't have 18 points in the first half and zero in the second and only four shots.
Can I go really big picture on you here?
You're going to say something wise like, can the Cavs win a best of three? Because that's where we are? Is that big picture?
No, it's not what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Just guessing.
If you decide you want to move on from him because he's not going to commit to you, what are you going to get in a trade? If they get knocked out and he goes 0-for-4 in the second half of a game and can't get his team out of the first round?
Throws up a 30-point in one of these next two games.
Like he did in game one?
Yeah. For him personally, he needs to do that. If he's not hurt.
I don't know. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Jimbo.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jeff, I just want to take you to task a little bit. You seem to be putting a lot more of this, and I don't want to speak for you, but it feels like you're putting a lot more of this on the coach. You're like, well, is it the coach not getting them open? Listen, at this point in time in the year, these are professional basketball players. There's no excuse. It's not the coach not getting them shots that they want. This is the game that they've played their entire lives. This is 95% on the players. Players got to play, and right now these guys aren't playing. They're not hitting shots. They're turning the ball over. They're not playing strong. That is not on JB. I'm not defending JB. I don't think he's a great coach, but this is not on JB that Donovan Mitchell came out and was like an 0-for in the second half. That doesn't happen to any of the other great players. Coaches don't have to scheme up. This team went to the finals with David Blatt. So I don't want to hear that it's the coach's fault. The players got to play.
Listen. And LeBron James, Jim. Come on, let's be a little.
Okay, but you know what? You're saying Donovan Mitchell. Look, I'm sorry that we made this trade. But look, Donovan Mitchell's never going to be the guy that we thought we were going to get this trade. It was a trade they had to make. It's just going to turn Danny Ainge is going to look like a genius. It just, you had to make this deal.
No, you didn't.
It was probably not the right deal for them.
You didn't have to make the deal. Jim, thank you. And I'm sorry. The coach does not get off scot-free when you come out as unprepared for a third quarter.
72-36,
as you did the last two games.
72-26, sorry.
That's 26. A team effort. And last I saw, coaching staffs were on the team.
And if your best player isn't playing well, you got to get him off the floor.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.